Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday and happy International Waffle Day. Let me say, of all the many holidays we've celebrated on the podcast so far, this one might just have my favorite origin story. You see, this isn't just a day for celebrating waffles, which honestly would be enough for me because I love waffles. But the story behind International Waffle Day begins with a religious celebration in Sweden. In the Bible, an angel named Gabriel appears to a young woman named Mary and tells her that she's going to have a baby, and that baby is Jesus. Because it takes about 9 months to have a baby, Christians celebrate this story 9 months before Christmas, which is today. Here's where it gets a little silly. In Swedish, the name of the holiday sounds a lot like the word for waffle. So they started celebrating by eating waffles. And because so many people love waffles, the practice of eating them on March 25th has now spread around the world. To celebrate, I got the kids up early and we went down to the Blue Anchor before school to share a big plate of waffles. Or I should say, a big plate of waffle. You see, George the chef has the biggest waffle maker I've ever seen. So we got one waffle, but it was the size of a pizza. We got ours with maple syrup, blueberries, chocolate chips, and a mountain of whipped cream. What do you like on your waffles? Why don't you take a moment and share with your family what your perfect waffle looks like? And if you're not a waffle person, no worries. Sub in a fun breakfast of your choice. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I don't know if this happens with your family, but whenever we're eating something everybody loves, there's usually a scramble for seconds or a fight over the last piece. This morning, we cut up the waffle at the beginning of the meal so everyone knew how much was theirs. Then, toward the end of the meal, my 2-year-old son had his last piece of waffle on his fork and he started waving it around and singing because he was having such a good time. Before I could even tell him to be careful, he accidentally flung the waffle onto the floor. As you can imagine, he started crying when I wouldn't let him eat floor waffle. And I would have given him some of my waffle, but I'd scarfed it down, and it was long gone. Just as I was about to try to calm him down, my daughter spoke up. "Here you go, Bubba. You can have my last piece." And she put her last piece on his plate. I said, "Oh, sweetheart, that's so kind, but you don't need to do that. That's your waffle." And she said, "It's okay. I don't want him to end Waffle Day by being sad." That was so kind and thoughtful. The beginning of this week, we talked about being patient, and we could have just been patient with him, waiting for him to stop crying. I mean, he's 2 years old, so he would probably have forgotten about the lost waffle by the time we got back to the car. But she went beyond being patient and chose to be generous. She gave him her last piece of waffle. And here's what really impressed me. She didn't just share some food, but she wanted him to have a good experience. It was more important to her that he enjoy our time together as a family and leave happy. When people think about being generous, it's easy to focus on what we have to give away. Our time, our money, our last piece of waffle. And it's good when we're willing to give something we could have kept for ourselves. But the heart of generosity is the impact. And I found that it's much easier for me to give something away when I think about the good it will do for others. Okay, let's wrap up with prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings, waffles included. Form in us generous hearts that recognize when we can share some of the blessings you've given us with others. And when we do that, may they feel your love through us. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great waffle day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.